Meditation primarily is 24/7. It's a practice that happens all the time. It builds your awareness of the inner world. So today, let us discover what is this inner world we are talking about and how we can observe what's happening in our inner world. How we can catch the signs and transform ourselves. That's what we are going to experience today. So to start with, let us start with the maypole. This is the fundamental practice that we do. So that actually builds in all the sensitivity that we need to do this practice. So if you will, if you're sitting on a chair, make sure you come to the edge of the chair so that the knees are below the level of the hips and your back is straight. Do not lean against the backrest. If you're sitting on a couch, come to the edge of the couch so your knees are drooping below the waistline and your back is straight. If you're sitting on the ground, make sure that you're not using a backrest. Use a stack of blankets or pillows for you to sit on so that your hips are raised and your back is straight. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety, any lack of clarity that you may be feeling in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 to 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to the ribbon, through the ribbon to you, its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, distress, any anger, or any other disturbing emotions that you may be feeling in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. And now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Breathe in this way a few more times, and as you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. The inner world. There are 2 ways to connect to the inner world. One is to connect it through the world that we perceive through our senses. And the second way is to actually go within. So first, let us address the method that we can use, which is very simple, very easy, but not very easy to accept, is to connect to the inner world, to understand what's happening in the inner world by connecting to the outer world. A few sessions ago, I had told you that everything that we see is a reflection of the inner world. Everything that we see, everything that we think is a reflection of the inner world. All your judgments, all your anxieties, all your restlessness, all your negative thoughts, the fears, the apprehensions, everything, the agitation, the irritation, everything that you feel, that you think, that you see, is a reflection of your inner world. Every judgment that you bring out, every reaction that you bring out, the way you think when someone says in a particular way, how people say what they say, when someone speaks with an attitude, essentially a makeup of feelings, words, thoughts, when someone uses an attitude to communicate, the way you feel about how people say what they say is a reflection or a reaction of your inner world. And everything that you hear, everything literally, everything that's annoying, everything that's pleasing, everything that's hurting, everything that's blissful, unconditionally, everything that you hear is a resound of what is happening in your inner world. It is not easy to accept when someone is swearing, shouting, foul language, and you're paying attention to that. It's difficult to accept that this is a resound of our inner world, but that's the truth. If you watch something that is disturbing, for example, WhatsApp videos of disturbing incidents or disturbing incidents in social media that you watch, that you forward, is all a reaction of your inner world. This is what your inner world is made of. So all the meditation that we do primarily is to become sensitive to this inner world. Now, what does it mean to become sensitive to the inner world? You have to love yourself to an extent that you will not allow anything that can take away your love for yourself. When you watch something that is unpleasant, immediately the love that you are pouring on yourself should come to serve that incident, saying that may God give all that this person needs that God knows is needed for this person to recover from this situation. Immediately a prayer goes to that person. You may or may not know the person. What is important is that the outpourings of love that you have for yourself will come to the rescue of others whom your senses tell are in trouble. That should be your inner world. So the question here is, when someone is being nasty on your face, are you able to pray for the person? No matter how close or distant they are to you emotionally, and no matter how cruel or rude they are professionally, are you able to pray? Are you able to pray for someone who is crooked in his ways, cunning in his ways, willing to go to any lengths to make money, willing to cheat anyone to serve one's own selfish needs? Are you willing to pray for that person? Are you willing to pray for all the oppressors who are snuffing out life, that God show them the way? This must be your inner world. So, can you question yourself now, what is my inner world made of? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What is it made of? What does it contain? Am I pouring love to myself to an extent that I no longer wish to connect with anything that is not love? We are all willing, but are we doing enough? Are we doing what we need to do? The only thing that you have to do is to become more and more sensitive. You have to just pour love onto yourself. And when you pour love onto yourself and there is nothing but love, then every opportunity, every time you see, hear, every time you use your senses, every time the senses pick up information, it becomes an opportunity for you to share this love. The moment you start sharing, you'll have that much more love to share. And let us do that now. There are multiple ways of doing it. So I'm going to choose one or two ways of taking you through this experience of experiencing love, outpourings of love. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the golden circle. I want you to see your own body in the golden circle. See yourself sitting in the golden circle. From outside of you, see yourself sitting in a golden circle. In your inner scene, see yourself carrying loads of flowers with you. Hundreds and thousands of flowers, beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. Now I want you to pick these beautiful flowers and hand them over to your reflection. Go on continuing this act of handing over these endless amount of flowers to your reflection, which is sitting in the golden circle. It doesn't matter whose face you see. It doesn't matter whose form you see. Just go on handing over these flowers. Do not go by the mind. It will deceive you. Just go on giving these flowers. The more love that you share with your divine self, the mind will become placid. It will melt away. If you feel it must not be single flowers, you can give a bunch of flowers. If you feel it has to be garlands, so be it. Whatever way you would want to share these flowers with the form that has your name, your body, share it. Share with this body all the flowers that you have. And now visualize a rain of flowers upon you from the skies. Imagine, visualize, think, or feel flowers raining upon you. Enjoy the experience. Now, hold on to the ribbon. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Do not expect anything. Just ask. Come back to conscious awareness. And open your eyes when you're ready. I'd like you to tell me how you felt. How was it? Anyone? Ravi Kumar, can you tell me, how did you feel?
Hi, Master.
Yes, please go on.
Hi, Master. I felt completely nothingness. And I was, whatever that we feel during sleep, right? So I was in that state. So until you asked for return to the normal conscious, right? I was in that state only. I was completely not feeling anything, actually, completely emptiness.
Very nice. Anyone else? Induji?
Namaste, sir.
Namaste, Indiji. How was it?
Absolutely blissful. There was nothing. Absolutely pleasant feeling.
So here's a question for all of you. How would it be if you were in this state throughout the day? How would it be if you were in this state throughout the day where you were just blissful and nothing matters? Whether you are at work, whether you are at home, wherever you are, if you are in the state of bliss and nothing matters, everything is okay. Which means that it doesn't mean that you're just going to let all hell break loose. It means that you are going to take decisions, but you're not going to take decisions with stress. You're going to take decisions because decisions need to be taken. But it doesn't shift your awareness to attitude. It doesn't cause you to feel irritated. That's the practice I'm talking about. So you have to constantly, consciously reflect your inner world into the outside world, instead of absorbing the outside world and getting that inner world to be influenced. Instead, bring the inner world to the outside world. So nothing really matters. How many of you would want to experience this state? And how many of us are doing something about it? Right. So this is very important, that we constantly mirror our inner world to the outside world. That's what we have to do. You can be however you want to be, but the point is that inside, nothing shifts. The moment you get anxious, you shift from awareness to attitude. The moment you feel hurt, you shift from awareness to attitude. The moment you get upset, you shift from awareness to attitude. Every time there is an influence of the external world upon you, you shift from awareness to attitude. So what I'm asking you to do now primarily is to just shift from, attitude to awareness. Stay in your awareness so nothing really affects you. And the practice is very simple. It's just to love yourself over and over. Wake up in the morning because it's about you. Wake up early in the morning because it's about you. Don't wake up because you have an office to go to. Don't wake up because you have to send your children to school, to college. Don't wake up for any external reason. Wake up because it's about you. Celebrate yourself. Honor yourself. Shower because it's about you. Don't shower because it's a ritual. Eat because it's about your body. Nourish your physical body. Nourish your senses with all that is beneficial only. Don't give to the body or to the mind or to the senses anything which takes away your love from you. In this world, we have to give. And you can only give what you have. It's not selfish to love yourself. Because when you have to give what you have, and if you didn't love yourself enough, what would you be giving? And won't that build your karma? If what you are sharing with the world is not your love. This is the reason why you have to love yourself over and over and over again. The only reason is that if you have to free yourself, if you have to end it, end the cycle of life and death, then you have to share everything that you have, and it better be love. Are there any questions? Good. So the practice is very simple. We've been doing these practices. We've been doing multiple practices of loving ourselves over and over and over. We keep forgetting. It's all right. It's a part of the practice. But every time you forget, you have to pull yourself up. Without cursing yourself, without hating yourself, without beating yourself up. Just laugh at yourself and say that, oh no, I forgot once again. And pull yourself up. It's only when you keep pulling yourself up that you will fall lesser number of times. You have to keep pulling yourself up. Every time, no matter where you are, a time will come when you will connect to people and you will immediately see what's happening, what they are doing, what kind of activities they are indulging in. You will be able to see all of that without just by having their face in your mind. But when that happens, you just have to pull yourself up. Because if you are going to be watching all of that, then you're going to just fall in from awareness to attitude. So the moment this comes, immediately you just have to pull yourself up. So like this, you'll have many situations. It may be traffic. It may be something cutting you in the street. It may be a vegetable vendor who is charging you more for the vegetables. It could be a fruit seller. It could be anybody. It could be an auto rickshaw, a taxi. It could be at the airport, someone cutting the queue. No matter where you are, no matter what experience you're going through, never, ever allow the love outpourings to be replaced with your attitude. The mind always will instigate you to fight, to give it back, to show them where they belong. It'll always instigate you, always. It'll keep reminding you, why have you become quiet? Why aren't you retaliating? It doesn't mean that you are inactive. It doesn't mean that you're weak. But when you live in love, then God takes over. Let me give you an example of what exactly it means by being in love and what it means by God's taking over. So there was this lady, a client of mine, who had two daughters. She raised both these daughters beautifully. The husband was always touring around the world and would promptly send money for the family in the beginning of the month. So he did that for years, but he never was physically present with the family. Even though he loved the family very much, he was very duty bound and he used to send the money to the family promptly at the beginning of the month, every single month without forgetting even once. Well, these daughters grew up, they became adults. And one day, in his late 50s, he thought, that's enough of what I've done, let me go back home. And he comes back home and these three lionesses don't know what to do with this man. And they were so uncomfortable with his presence in the house. And the wife came to me and she said that I just want to walk out of his life. I want to divorce my husband because we don't know what to do with him. So the practice was to teach this lady to just get back to loving herself instead of judging the presence. So instead, send love to that image of the presence, the man in her mind. She did the practice diligently, and after 15 days, things started changing. After 2 months, she came to me one day and she said, Mahesh, I don't know what you've done. I wanted to walk out of this man's life, and I ended up being in love with him. The only thing that changed was that she moved from attitude to awareness. That's all. Nothing else changed. And that's what you all have to do. Move from attitude to awareness. Move from attitude to awareness. Every time. You'll keep falling into attitude every time. Attitude is nothing but your habits, your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your intonation. It all boils up to your attitude. The only thing that you have to do is to shift from attitude to awareness. And the practices are all there with you. I've been sharing these practices for close to 2 years. So all the practices are already there. You just have to constantly, consistently keep pushing yourself from attitude to awareness, attitude to awareness. Don't let your awareness fall apart. Don't lose it. So please practice being in awareness. And the practice is not early morning. The practice is in the field, at work, at home, in the midst of the very people who are out there. It's in your battlefield. The practice is in your battlefield. The moment you're judging, hold on to the ribbon. You've been practicing Maypole for close to 2 years. Hold on to the ribbon and ask your higher consciousness to just lift you to awareness. And just watch the magic. You will no longer be affected by your judgment. You'll no longer be able to hate a person. You'll no longer be angry with the person. You'll no longer be resentful. You'll no longer have those choice of words. Everything will just melt away. The thoughts will just empty from your mind. It won't happen without you practicing. But when you practice, it just becomes easier, because when you practice, shifting from attitude to awareness becomes that much easier. You just have to hold on to the ribbon and your unconscious memory simply starts speaking, "Lift me up." So please practice. The world needs a lot of light. Good times or bad times just comes because of the people who bring the energy with them. God has given us everything that we need to bring in the good times. God won't do it by himself or herself. Whatever there's no gender to God, but God won't do it. It's because if God brings the good time, we are quicker than God to just reset the good time to bad time, because of our strong patterns, our belief systems, and our identifications with ego. So when you practice shifting from attitude to awareness, then you start seeing the difference between you, the divine self, and the personality or the attitude that you've been practicing. You'll start seeing the difference. Slowly, the two begin to separate. You'll see a gap between the two. You'll see how the mind is trying to trick you. You actually will be able to witness it and say that, "Oh my God, let me just hold myself back. Let me not indulge in the mind, because the moment I go on to the other side, it's going to suck me. I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to observe how this thing just tries to entice me." Now it's not about the other person. Now it's about you versus your attitude. The other person becomes a catalyst. So if you don't pay attention to the catalyst, it's absolutely fine, but you have to pay attention to your inner world. You have to pay attention to your attitude and just practice so you and your attitude are separated. With this awareness, you will be able to pull yourself up and not be affected by anything that happens on the outside. Recently, I was flying from Goa to Bangalore. And there was this co-passenger with me who was also with me in Goa. So we had gone for a committee meeting. And on the way back, so I found that my seat and his seat were different. So I had to, so they announced, so which means that I had to go first and then he would be at the back. So I decided to stay with him. I said, it's okay. I want to stay with him. I had done his consultation in Goa and I realized how lonely he gets and how helpless he becomes. So having known that information, I wanted to stay with him. And my seat number was 4C. And when finally our turn came, we both walked together. And at the boarding gate, the lady said, sir, your seat number has been changed. We are giving you the emergency seats. Extra leg room for being nice. So being nice has its own rewards. You can't see it coming. But when you are nice, the rewards just follow. But don't do it for the reward. Don't do it for any reward. Do it only because that's who you really are. That's your nature. Your nature is to love and to share the love that you are. Nothing else. So with this, we will end this meeting here. Are there any questions? Good. So please practice. Please practice. This is today's Dashami. From tomorrow, we have a new year. According to the Marwadis, they have a new year that is starting. So with that, let us all start this new era in awareness. So with lots of love, I'm signing off. Thank you so much for attending today.